proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible broadcast. Beginning with today's session, we'll look at elderly champions of the Old Testament. In his 19th century book entitled Twice Told Tales, Nathaniel Hawthorne penned a story called The Great Champion. He set the narrative for his novel during the late 17th century in the British colony of Massachusetts. King James II of England had appointed Sir Edmund Andros as the governor of New England. Governor Andros determined to quench civil unrest in the New England area by leading military troops through Boston and arresting former Governor Bradstreet, the leader of the colonial resistance movement. The residents of Boston became dismayed. A voice amidst them cried out, "O Lord of hosts, provide a champion for thy people." In response, an old man stepped out from the crowd. No one among the colonial residents could identify him. Yet he walked down the street until only a few yards separated him from the massed English troops. At that juncture, the old man held out his staff and commanded the English troops to stand. For several moments, the resolution to the issue seemed in doubt. Finally, Governor Andros ordered his soldiers to retreat. The unknown hero, known only as the Great Champion, had saved the day. A champion is an individual prepared to engage in combat on behalf of others. In medieval England, an official known as the King's or Queen's Champion would ride a horse into the coronation banqueting room at Westminster Hall. Three times he would throw down a gauntlet and challenge to mortal combat anyone who disputed the right of that monarch to rule. Throughout the Old Testament, God raised up champions for his people. Several of these men had already entered into their later years of life. This practice especially characterized that period of history when local rulers, known as judges, when local rulers governed the tribes of Israel. The author of Judges chapter 2, for example, stated that whenever the Jews forsook God to worship idols, quote, "He delivered them into the hands of spoilers that spoiled them, and he sold them into the hands of their enemies round about, so that they could no longer stand before their enemies," unquote. The narrative continued, "Nevertheless, the Lord raised up judges, which delivered them out of the hand of those that spoiled them," unquote. What qualities did God look for when selecting a champion for his cause? In the first chapter of 1 Corinthians, Paul wrote that, quote, "God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world, and things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence." In other words, God was looking for an individual who was willing to be a conduit for his power, for God's might to flow through, and yielded to God, submitting to God, to work his will through that individual. Unlike Hawthorne's protagonist, Old Testament champions did not embody their nation's hereditary spirit. Rather, they represented their God, facing challenges in the name of God, and emerging triumphant over these challenges. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.